Welcome to the Taxsell Podcast, where Taxsell Investing is made easy, and welcome to this week's Friday edition. My name is Casey Dimon, and I am your host. The Friday editions are slightly shorter episodes where we talk about one specific strategy, approach, process, or mindset that'll help your Taxsell business, so make sure you check back Monday for our normal full-length and longer episodes. Let's go ahead and get started. Today I want to discuss the changing real estate market and how it relates to Taxsell investing. I've been seeing a lot of information out there in regards to investing in general real estate and how the real estate market and economy are going to impact it. First off, listen, nobody has a crystal ball and nobody can tell you exactly what's going to happen in the next 12, 18, 36, 60 months. As smart as some people pretend they are and as smart as some people truly are, there are a number of factors that are going to have an impact on real estate. Yes, interest rates affect things. Yes, inflation affects things. The government can affect things. Politics affect things. Wars affect things. Cycles affect things. And there are a lot of other things that will affect the real estate market. And you must be prepared. I want to caution you, however, about where you get your information from in this day and age. I've seen a lot of so-called experts who've only been in the business for 5 or 6 years. I've even seen some people in their mid-20s offering advice about the changing real estate economy. These are people who were in elementary school, by the way, during the last major market shift. Can they help you? Sure, they can absolutely help you with something. I believe that everybody has something of value that they can contribute to other people with. But are they the best people to help you through changing market conditions? Probably not. You know, this is a very, very easy business when everything is good. You know, I often laugh when the market is hot and everybody suddenly turns into the world's greatest real estate investor or the world's greatest realtor or whatever it is. You know, I got into real estate in 2002 and I experienced a time when I thought I could do no wrong as the market was peaking in 2005, 2006. I could flip properties and easily make 10 to 20 times what I had paid for the property within a few months. But I also went through 2008. I went through the rebuilding years. I saw all the so-called experts get forced out of this business. I saw the number of realtors and people in real estate get reduced by 70, 80, 90% in a matter of months. They exited the business and most of them never returned. I saw the people that were going bankrupt. I saw the people that went to jail. I saw people who ended their own lives. I went through that process. Navigating a changing environment is not for rookies. Now, the fact is the market is slowing down. The stats do not lie. The Wall Street Journal has said that we will likely see the market slow down to 2011 levels. It's changing. That's for sure. I'm seeing it all around us right now. But here's the coolest thing. If you understand this, and you know when to pivot and how to pivot, you can take full advantage of it. I write about this some in Taxsell Playbook, but during 2011 and the years that followed, I was doing more transactions than the large majority of Taxsell investors in the country. I was turning properties over extremely quickly in a market that was, in quote, cold. While it's very unlikely we'll hit 2008 times, we are going to see some adjustments in the market, and the process is still the same regardless. So let me go over a quick overview of the process that I use anytime the market starts adjusting. The first step is to recognize. This is what drives people into bankruptcy and depression. The things that were working for you in the past are not going to work for you indefinitely. The people that have the biggest issues are the ones who keep trying to do the same thing over and over and over again, despite the market, despite the numbers telling them this does not work. In fact, those strategies right now might have already stopped working for you. If you were selling 10 homes a month and burning through inventory as fast as you could possibly buy it, and now suddenly you see that you have 30 homes on the market for sale, something's a little bit off. You need to recognize this. Don't put on the blinders just hoping things get better. Do not ignore it. Get rid of those houses as soon as possible if that is what is required. Take action the moment you notice something is off. If your strategies are no longer working, it's time to act. It's time to recognize what is going on. For my scenario, back in 2008, I had been investing in some of the hottest markets in the country. And when the economy tanked, it was also these markets that were the first markets to tank. Properties that were selling within hours now sat on the market for months without a single phone call. I immediately stopped buying properties in those areas. I fire sold whatever properties I had left, and I started stacking cash reserves. The next step is to research. Depending on your survival needs, how much money you have to survive on, this answer can vary, but what can you do in the short to long term to make some money? There are always ways to make money if you are creative enough. Again, what you did in the past is not going to be the way you make money moving into the future. What is working right now? What do you think will work right now? What do you have experience in that you can leverage? Do you have a buyer's list or other contacts that you can potentially leverage? These are all things that you really need to sit down with and face the music. It is time to be honest with yourself. For my scenario, I had a list of buyers that wanted to invest in real estate. Now, this list had, of course, shrunk substantially, but I still had a number of buyers who realized the present time, as the economy was turning and going south, was a fantastic time to buy properties very, very cheap. I also knew that I had developed some marketing skills, some research skills, and other skills that would help me as I began to change direction in my business. And then finally, you need to re-strategize. This is the time to think outside the box. What you and likely those around you did to make lots of money previously is not going to work. It's time to take the research you came up with and develop a completely new strategy on how you operate your business. Start small, then begin to expand as you test and prove each one of your strategies and as you become more and more successful using those strategies. Now, for my scenario, this meant I took a nationwide approach. I exited the markets that were really, really hot that had suddenly just gone completely stagnant. And instead, I expanded my territory substantially. I also knew that the capital that was floating around for these types of deals was substantially smaller than years prior. But I did know there were many people that were opportunity seekers out there that were willing to buy properties and hold properties if they were cheap enough. For many people, throwing a few grand into a property to park their money somewhere and then reselling it a few years later after the market rebounds for a 2, 3, 5 times return sound like a pretty good idea. I just needed to find more of those folks and more opportunities, more properties to match them up with, and that is exactly what I did. In a time where real estate investors had exited the business, I was the one making waves. I was doing things differently than anyone else was doing, and this is the process that I followed during those times. Recognize, research, re-strategize. Do this over and over and over again until you get the path that works the best for you and your business. Now, I go into full detail about this inside the Taxil Academy, and I train my members on this process with a special training I have called Thriving in a Downturn. Here's the truth. Regardless of the market conditions, you can make loads and loads of money with some adjustments. If the market's at its peak, you can make lots of money. If the market is at the very bottom, you can make lots of money. It just takes adjustments. The same thing that worked at the market peak is not going to work at the market low and vice versa. So keep that in mind. The ones who are very rigid in their approach, in their strategies, are the ones who go out of business. The other ones, the ones who can adjust, the ones who can pivot, the ones who can re-strategize, they will get just as rich in a downturn as they would in a booming market, albeit with different approaches. Listen, I truly hope that this helps you out. If we can be of any additional help, make sure you check out all the links in today's show notes, including the one to our step-by-step comprehensive tax sell training academy at taxsellacademy.com. Hey, take care, folks, and make it a successful day. We'll see you next time right here on the Tax Sell Podcast. Bye-bye.